Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship your holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. Worship your holy name. Amen. Praise God Almighty. I want to welcome you all. And let us worship God together. Amen. My name is Nelly Gathoni, Evangelist Nelly Gathoni from Mombasa, Kenya. And this is Jabez Radio 2. Welcome all. Today, we are going to read the Bible from the book of John, chapter 8, verse 21 through to 24. We are going to see the teachings of Jesus Christ when he was in the temple with the Pharisees. Today's topic is, where do you belong? I want to ask you, my dear listener, where do you belong? We have a heavenly Father and we have an earthly Father. Our heavenly Father is God Almighty. And the earthly father is Satan, the devil. So, where do you belong? Let us open our Bibles and read the book of John chapter 8 and verse 21. Again, Jesus said to them, I will go away, you will look for me, but you will die in your sins. You cannot go where I am going. So the Jewish authorities said, he says that we cannot go where he is going. Does this mean that he will kill himself? Jesus answered, you belong to this world here below. But I come from above. You are from this world, but I am not from this world. That is why I told you that you will die in your sins. And you will die in your sins if you do not believe that I am who I am. Praise the name of the Lord. If we can go back just a little on chapter 8 of John, verse 13, it says, the Pharisees said to him, now you are testifying on your own behalf. What you say proves nothing. The beginning of verse 19 says, where is your father? They asked him. So we can see the Pharisees had a doubt in Jesus. My dear listener, I want to tell you that if you doubt the word of God, and if you doubt Jesus Christ as the Son of God, that is sin already. And that sin makes you be against God, who is our Father in heaven. Praise the Lord God Almighty. If you are a person who lives in sin, you grow away from God. Amen? Now, the Pharisees did not believe in Jesus. So they were sinners and they were people who loved the world. Amen? Jesus knew that at God's appointed time, he was to go away. Not just going away, but he was to die because he was about to be crucified. Amen? So that is how we see at verse 22. So the Jewish authorities said, he says that we cannot go where he is going, does this mean that he will kill himself? The Pharisees thought that Jesus was going to kill himself. Taking your own life is sin. So Jesus could not take his own life because the Pharisees' minds were so much full of the earthly things. They just thought negative. As a sinner's mind always thinks negative. Amen? That is why the Pharisees could not understand even where Jesus was going, because Jesus meant going back to his Father in heaven. And if you do not accompany Jesus to go to his Father in heaven, you are to be left in this earth. And the father of this earth is none other than the devil. What is living a sinful life? People who worship the idols, people who do devil worshiping, the Illuminati, the witchcraft, those corrupt people, and so many other things that do not please God. Amen? So, for you to follow Jesus, you need to live a sin-free life. Praise the name of the Lord. And then note that Jesus was in this world, but did not belong to this world. He knew the world was the devil's dominion. And that is why Jesus came to this world, so that he can die and be crucified, and that his blood will sanctify us, and we repent our sins and confess that he is the Son of God. We get saved, and God Almighty in heaven automatically becomes our Father. But if you do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as the Son of God, your father is the devil, because he's the earthly father. Amen? So as Christians, we should desire to be heavenly people, not people of this world. Amen? Let us desire to do what pleases God and to live a righteous life, so that we can finally be with our Father God in heaven. Amen? Let us have fellowship together with one another like Christians. Let us be ambassadors. The Bible says that the harvest is ready and the workers are few. Let us be workers. Let us evangelize. Let us be apostles. Let us teach the word of God. Let us be missionaries. Amen? That is how a heavenly thinker thinks about. A heavenly kid thinks about his father who art in heaven. But if you are thinking about the worldly things and the things of the world, the father of this world kills, destroys, amen, is corrupt, does a lot of very bad things, amen. There is a very big difference. Praise the name of the Lord. So, there is also a big difference between Jesus Christ and us, because even the way that Jesus came through to this world was through the power of the Holy Spirit. So, Christians, let us stop being ordinary people and be extraordinary, because he who is in you is great. Amen? Let us not be religious. It will not take us to heaven. Let us seek God in the truth and in the spirit. Let us cross the deserts, climb mountains, cross the rivers. Let us pay the price so that we can see heaven. Let us deny ourselves and fast. Amen. God wants us to have a relationship with him. Let us make God our best friend. Let us not look for fame of this world, but let us seek heaven. Amen. So, you can choose, because you have the time. It is not late. You are alive and breathing, and you are not dead. A dead body cannot speak. You have the chance to change things. If you are out there and can hear this voice, and you have not acknowledged Jesus Christ as the Son of God and as your personal Savior, you have the chance to change that. so that God Almighty in heaven can be your Father, and you will be connected to heaven, and you will automatically be disconnected from the earthly father, who is the devil. Praise God. Failing to believe in Jesus Christ is a sin, and it is a sin that kills, because the wages of sin is death. Amen? Some people believed in chariots and horses. We saw what happened when the sea closed. They died with their horses and jackets. Some believe in bulletproof jackets, but life is in the hands of God. God gives life, and only God can take away life. We have defense forces to guard our territories, and our countries highly depend on them for the safety of the country. But that does not stop the attacks. We have seen them happen. Amen? A country is being attacked and they have a defense force. Amen. So that tells us, if God is not the one who is guarding you, the people guarding you are doing a zero job. Amen. So let God be your guard. Amen. And as Christians, we need what we call a HDF. HDF is a heavenly defense force. Amen. We cannot see the heaven defense force with our eyes, but with our spiritual eyes. Amen. David faced Goliath with the heaven defense force. That is why he killed him. Daniel faced the lions with the heaven defense force, and they never ate him. We also see Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They did not burn, because the heaven defense force was on their side. Praise the name of the Lord. So, if you have the heaven defense force, you are guaranteed to be safe. Amen? We need heaven defense force in our lives. We need the heaven defense force in our homes, in our businesses, in our family, in our countries, in our churches, in our health, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen? So, if you are there and you don't have a heaven defense force, just know that you are prey to the devil. Amen? Psalms 91. That is where our heaven defense force is. Because it says, he will keep you safe from all hidden dangers and from all deadly diseases. Praise the name of the Lord. If you make God your defender, the Most High will be your protector. Amen? And no disaster will strike you. No violence will come near your home. Because God will put his angels in charge of you to protect you wherever you go. If you go through the book of Psalms 91, it talks about God, our protector. And that protection is the heaven defense force that I am talking about. Praise the name of the Lord. So, it is upon you to choose, where do you belong? We have two fathers. We have a heavenly father and we have an earthly father. If you choose the earthly father, you will die, and you will die in sin, because he loves sin. Amen? If you choose God, who is the heavenly father, you will live. Praise the name of the Lord. My dear listener, I would urge you to seek the heavenly father. Amen? And you will be saved for the rest of your life. Amen. Thank you so much for your time and for listening. God bless you all. I pray that you are all candidates of the heaven defense force. Amen? Because right now, you know where you belong and you know who you are. Amen? Let the heaven defense force protect you all and protect all that belongs to you. God bless you. God bless Jabez Radio. Thank you so much. God bless you. Stay tuned next Saturday. We love you all. Bye-bye.